CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, sit down, sit down. It's about time. I thought none of the gang was going to show up for lunch.
Yeah, well, hi, Fred.
Boy, you look like you lost your last friend. Matter, your boss on the warpath today? Or can't you face another lunch of raw carrots and one lettuce leaf?
Yeah.
Yeah. You better get off the diet, pal. You look haggard.
Matter of fact, I didn't sleep much. I was going to call you last night, tell you my bad news, and I decided I didn't want to even talk about it.
You didn't lose your job.
Oh, no. Worse than that. I lost my fish.
What?
The game warden showed up at the house yesterday. Confiscated my muskie.
What? You're kidding. You're kidding.
No. State fishing laws, it seems. I caught it out of season. He not only took it, but I got to pay a $25 fine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he saw the write-up in the paper.
What the heck with the fine? That's the least of it. But the muskie. You're paid to have it stuffed and mounted. Isn't that your personal property?
That's just what I said. But I wasn't there, and he took it.
Oh, I see. What are you going to do about it?
Well, what can I do? I mean, he's a game warden.
For the love of Mike, pal, you're going to take it lying down? You caught the biggest muskie ever caught in this state. Pay the fine, sure, but at least get your muskie back. Don't be a chump. Boy, I'd sure do something if it were me.
All right, what would you do?
Pull a few strings, pal. You know, let's put our heads together and see who we know who's got influence.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that is right. Yes. No, Piper.
Are you still on the phone?
Yes. Yeah, now, would you be good enough to tell Mr. Richardson I'd like to talk to him for just a few minutes, please, if he's not too busy? Well, it's a personal matter. Harvey Adams suggested I call him. Mr. Adams is a friend of Mr. Richardson. Yeah, thanks. I'll hold on. Yeah.
What are you doing? You said you'd get home early this afternoon so we could weed the garden.
Well,
but I've been out there, I noticed, doing all the weeding while you're in here making phone calls for an hour.
I want to catch these guys before they leave for the day.
Business?
Well, no, not exactly. I'm trying to get my fish back.
Get your fish back?
Yes, get my fish back. Fred Bightner said he thought I was crazy just to let that game warden confiscate my muskie like that. He said if we pull some strings...
Oh, Fred Bightner, really, he's always putting crazy ideas in your head, and then you're the one who gets involved in some awful mess.
I'm not getting involved in any awful mess.
It was Fred who insisted you stand up for your rights that time you got a ticket for jaywalking. And if you pleaded guilty and just paid the $2, but
I got...
Wound up being charged with resisting an officer... Disorderly conduct, spent two nights in jail, then the court case and the lawyer we had to pay anyhow,
All right, I won, didn't I? I was not jaywalking.
Well, just the same.
Hello. Yes, that's right. Well, it was very good of you to take the time to talk to me for a minute, Mr. Richardson. Harvey Adams suggested I call you. He said you were the best. Harvey Adams? Adams. Yes. Well, he said he knew you, or he'd met you.
Richardson, you're not bothering Mr. Neil Richardson about your fish.
Yes.
That important man must be so busy.
That's right, Mr. Richardson. Yes, it is. It's purely a personal matter. I don't know if you saw the write-up in the paper or not, but I'm the lucky guy who caught that 21-pound, 6-ounce muskie at Mallard Lake a couple of weeks ago.
Dear.
July 3rd, to be exact.
Is that Neil Richardson, your boss? Is that Neil Richardson, your boss?
Yes. Oh, my arm.
Oh, what?
Hey, hello. That's right. Yes. Oh, you did? Yeah, fishing for bass. Yeah, I caught him with a bucktail fly and a number 8 hook. Oh, well, thank you very much. I'd be a lot happier if I still had the fish. Yeah, that's why I'm calling. Well, to make a long story short, it seems I caught it out of season and the game warden confiscated it yesterday. Oh, no, it was stuffed and mounted and hanging in my living room. And he just walked in and walked out with it. Yet, I also got a $25 fine, which I've already paid. But, I mean, it's the fish that I... like to get back if I can.
It's terrible bothering important people over anything.
Yes. Who? Hemingway? Hemingway, yes. Hemingway, I got it, yes.
Hemingway?
Do you mind if I use your name, Mr. Richardson? Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Yes, goodbye.
Hemingway?
Yes, yes, he said to call and said I could use his name by all means.
Ernest Hemingway?
Yeah, not Ernest Hemingway. Why would I call Ernest Hemingway?
Well, he fishes, doesn't he? Didn't even write a book. They made a movie out of Old Man of the Sea or something. Yes, Spencer Tracy. You dragged me to see it. I was never so sick of one fish in all my life, unless it's this one.
Well, look, I am not calling Ernest Hemingway. Peace sakes.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised the way you're acting.
Oh,
I'm
be quiet,
sure
be quiet.
Well,
now I want to...
Really, the way you're acting, I wouldn't be surprised you called the governor of the state. You know, dear...
Long distance? Yes, please, long distance. Yes. I want to put through a person-to-person call to the state capitol.
You're not calling the governor.
Oh, hold on, operator, will you? I am calling our district representative, George Hemingway.
Oh,
please, will you be quiet for a minute?
I won't say another word, but if you go to jail for bribery or whatever they call it, bribery.
Hello, operator. Operator, I am calling Mr. Hemingway.
Keep an eye on Bobby now while I get dinner, dear.
Well, I couldn't reach anybody at the state capitol. I guess they've gone home for the day.
Oh.
Weekend. Well, I guess I won't be able to do anything now until Monday.
No comment.
Look, why do you make remarks about my going to jail for bribery, for Pete's sake? Pulling a few strings, using a little influence, is not bribery. The guy I've talked to so far has been a fisherman himself, and they all know how I feel. They've been very sympathetic with my wanting to get my muskie bag. Now, why do you act this way?
If I vote for a man to be my representative in the state legislature, I expect him to attend to business and not run around trying to get somebody's old glassy-eyed stuffed fish bag.
All he has to do is make one call to get my old glassy-eyed stuffed fish bag. One call to the Commissioner of Wildlife. Honestly, you make all this fuss. Who, in turn, calls the game warden? That's all there is to it.
Well, how do you know?
He doesn't want my fish anyhow. The game warden doesn't want it. You know what's going to happen to you, don't you? Instead of being up over our mantle, it's going to be lying around in some old storeroom.
Well, if it's the same game warden who was here and took the fish, I can assure you he was not the type to be giving it back. And if he insists on sticking to rules and regulations, dear, you can mark my words. Don't look so worried. You can always phone Washington and talk to the president. He likes fishing and likes to help people.
Yeah, that's true. Still, I hate to bother him.
I was joking! Now, look here.
All right. I was joking, too. But I'll tell you this much. Whoever or whatever it takes, I am going to get my fish back.
Oh,
you mark my
I hope so. So life around here can return to normal. I tell you, I'm just really beside myself.
Women just don't understand how a fisherman feels. You know what I mean? When I felt that tug on that line, honey, you wouldn't understand it. That fish just leaped out of the water. I wish you could have seen it, honey. It just leaped right out with one big jump. And Fred yells,
yeah.
It's a muskie.
Excuse me, I want to get the knives and forks.
It's a muskie, Fred. I'll never forget it. It's a muskie, he says. Well, right away, I gave him the line. I thought I was going to lose it. See, he took and then little by little...
Set the table.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.